Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Look, everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's something some people probably don't like, the hack. And I always enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hack. And I used to love it as a kid growing up. I used to love watching it. And just it was intriguing for me.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
I wouldn't know. I'm not the best thing to answer that one. Wouldn't know.
You got a lot of criticism for managing Maccabi Tel Aviv after staying on in the job after what happened in Israel and Palestine.
Didn't know about it.
Hamir Holgamson there, refusing to be drawn on Robbie Keane's presentation of caps this week to current members of the Republic of Ireland squad. There's been criticism of the FAI's decision to bring in the former Ireland striker, who only stepped down as Maccabi Tel Aviv manager at the end of June, bringing to an end a controversial season. Keane led the club to a 25th Israeli Premier League title, but drew scorn from a sizeable section of the Irish support for continuing to work in Israel as the country continued its bloody offensive on the people of Palestine. Some Keane acolytes have fought his corner in the media this morning, while Holgrimsson says Ireland's record goal scorer only met the squad for positive reasons.
Yeah, had a good speech. The players was asking me questions and stuff, and I think it's really good to connect the past players, the legends in the past, to the present. What was good, really good, was how he as a goal scorer, as a maybe a high profile player at his time, was talking about the importance of team unity, fighting for each other, you know, the spirit and things. So probably not the thing that you would think that a striker would say, scoring all his goals, but I think it was a really good message to the players. And for me, we did that in Jamaica, bringing in old legends just to connect the past and the present, showing respect to the players from the past as well. I think that was a good thing. I think Nathan probably can answer that more, how it affected them to have a player like him around.
Yeah, but it's fair, like, as a kid growing up, these are the players you watch, you know what I mean? You watch him every international camp, you watch him score his goals for Ireland. Obviously, you can't talk to him on a personal level then, can you? So you can only see what he's doing on the pitch, but now that you see them on a personal level and what it means to them and what their team kind of done, it's nice to know that we're in a similar boat, and what we're building here is what they had as well. So I think we can take a lot of things from what he said and use them in our team as well.
As Holgrimsson mentioned, the meeting of old and new school is something he tried with Jamaica, but admitted to Nathan that the call to bring in Keane was not his.
This was a cup presentation. I said this is something from the federation, so it's not me who decides on that one. It was really a positive one, this gathering, both for the players and I think presenting the caps a former player doing that, I think is a good gesture as well.
With Festi Ebiseli doubtful for tomorrow night's game, Matt Doherty could be parachuted straight back into the Ireland starting 11 for that match with Finland. Holgrimsson gave his reasons behind Doherty's initial exclusion and then recall to the panel.
We always said that we didn't want to have both Matt and Seamus, same time. We wanted to think a little bit in the future, so missing Seamus, missing Shane Duffy as well, two really experienced, no doubt in my mind that Matt was the replacement there.
Despite Doherty's recent comments in the media regarding last month's omission, the Ireland boss believes he has a good relationship with the Wolves wing back.
No, it's been quite pleasant. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but what you're looking for is bastards in the team, aren't you?
Yeah,
you
know, it's good to me.
As a player, to be angry, to want to make a case. Do you think it'll motivate him for the game?
I'll hope everyone, not only him, everyone will show up on the pitch. I deserve to be here. That's where players should be doing their talking. Make the feet do the talking.
Dara O'Shea is another man struggling with a back injury, and Holgrimsson says some late calls will have to be made tomorrow night regarding team selection.
Today would be the only training that everybody can be fully committed, so we'll see on the session today. Dara has been struggling with some back injuries, and Festi as well was taken off with an injury, so they're coming in today, both training today, but we'll see how fit they are, if they can do a 90 minute or not. We'll just see after the training session today. But that's the bad thing about this kind of camp. We had, like, I think 8 players playing Sunday, so yesterday was match day plus 2. That's normally their resting day, so today is the only training session that we can actually do something physical, and we'll test and see how they are.
Shane Duffy, of course, had to pull out of this camp through injury, having not been involved since the summer. Holgrimsson says the Norwich defender's initial recall was a pointer to what he wants from his defenders this week.
Yeah, I said in the press conference, we were announcing the squad, that we lost a lot of duels in last camp, and he is one that doesn't lose many of his. So, both in a sense of set pieces, and this physicality you're talking about, and the Finland team is a really organised team. They know what they are doing, and they pin up with the striker a lot. So it's going to be a fight for the likes of Nathan and those who are playing in the centre of defence. It's going to be a lot of fights in this game, and that was one of. And obviously, I haven't seen Shane in the squad, so I just also wanted just to work with him and see what he will give to us, experience as well. So that is the reason why I really wanted to have him in this camp.
There's plenty of course on tomorrow night's game, with Ireland needing to avoid defeat against the Finns to stave off relegation to League C.
Not more to us than Finland. Finland comes to Dublin and they need to win. I think that's their priority. So it gives us an advantage. They would probably one time or the other, at some point they will need to take more risks, so we need to be clever in that sense. So it doesn't bring more pressure or to us to that, rather than the Finns.
Earlier in the week, assistant boss John O'Shea and a number of the players spoke about the need for Ireland to start games more brightly. It's something Nathan Collins has been part of at Brentford this season, and he's put that down to, in no small part, Brentford's set piece coach and former Ireland assistant Keith Andrews.
I think Keith's very detailed in his work. I think it's always hard coming in as a coach, and for the, let's say, Thomas Frank to trust him, and I think he's done that really well. I think he holds a lot of meetings now as well for us. Thomas sees it as a big thing, set pieces, so he has a lot of responsibility. I think lads have bought into him early on. I think he's very commanding the way he speaks and what he does his work, so I think he should take a lot of credit how we're doing the set pieces. And of course, you have a lot more time with the lads in club football, don't you? You can see them a lot more, you can have them every day, but so here it's a lot more rushed, it's a lot more specific, so it's more up to the lads to listen and take it on board than it is for the coaches to keep giving information.
Andrew Moran is looking to win a second cap this week, with his Stoke performances this season hastening his recall to the senior setup. Holgrimsson has spoken highly of the under 21 player of the year, while warning that the 21 year old is another struggling with a knock.
We'll see. He's been struggling a little. He had a swollen calf after the last game. So he's been struggling a little. Let's see how he will do on training today. But obviously everybody sees him as the future for Ireland. And we just wanted to call him in because there was not a competitive game for the under 21s now. So we wanted to call him in and just evaluate him in the squad, seeing what he can bring to this squad. And it's good introduction for him as well to be among these players. And but I think for the future, you know, time will tell. He's still young. He's probably not the most physical player in the squad, but, you know, time will tell how big of a role he will have.
Ireland aren't alone in their injury concerns ahead of tomorrow night's game. Rasmus Schuller, who started each of Finland's four Nations League games so far, is a doubt due to illness. Daniel O'Shaughnessy, the HJK Helsinki defender, whose father hails from Galway, has been called back into the Finland squad, having not played for them in 2 years. Motherwell-born midfielder Anni Valakari also returns after a two-year absence. Paris fullback Tuomas Olila has earned a recall, as has Lech Poznan winger Daniel Hawkins. Potential New England cap Taylor Harwood-Bellis has been receiving career support from one of Ireland's best ever players. The Southampton defender is engaged to Roy Keane's daughter, Leah. Harwood-Bellis isn't without sporting pedigree in his own family, with his sister Becky playing international basketball for Great Britain at youth level. Their uncle Steve is president of hometown club Stockport County, where his dad was once mascot.
Something in the air, I think, in Stockport, yeah. I don't know. It's a good town, good people. And yeah, so obviously the club Stockport County is the big support of that. So there's football everywhere down the road from Manchester with City and United. So yeah, it's footballing area. The grassroots is good. So yeah,
you've got football, so family connections with the club Stockport County. Is that right? Your uncle's obviously heavily involved. Was that right that your dad was mascot once?
Yeah, not Vernon once. He'd done it for a good time, to be fair. He's not once. He won just the one time thing. He was
that good at it.
Yeah, he was the bear. Yeah, he was. Yeah, sad to see him stop doing that, to be fair.
Yeah, and just finally, you obviously got sort of sport in the family. Your sister's a very good basketballer.
Yeah, she is. She don't play anymore, but she does. She represented Great Britain. So yeah, sporty family. She was good at basketball, yeah.
And Harwood Bellis says Roy Keane has been very supportive of his future son-in-law.
Yeah, it's good. Something that's good, yeah, and I take a lot of advice, yeah.
You obviously lean on him for support.
And yeah.
Have you spoken about, in terms of the Ireland game on Sunday, is that something that's cropped up yet?
No, everything's focused on Greece at the minute. It's a big game, obviously, with the result at home. So we want to go over there and obviously get a result, be a good atmosphere and a full out. So, yeah, it's something that we're looking forward to and we'll take the challenge on.
That's a great ball for Freda Morton to finish. Yes, what a goal. They have sliced Juventus apart. Stina Blackstenius going all the way, and Arsenal may just be going all the way to 3 points here in Turin. Is Mariana Caldense. Goodness me, what a finish to make it 3-0 to Arsenal. Across it goes, and they've got another one. Caitlin Ford, 4 for Arsenal.
Once more, City starting the second half at full throttle, and they have the opener to show for it. And on her Champions League group stage debut, it is Laura Blinkhilde-Brown finding the corner. We'll be back in, and the second arrives. It was a matter of when, not if, Fugino would get in the score sheet. But City see it through. They made hard work of it at times.
Last night's goals from the Women's Champions League. You can hear reaction to those matches, plus the latest on David Coote and on the comings and goings at Waterford FC by checking in with Phil Egan on this morning's regular Football Daily podcast elsewhere in this feed. Finally, former Limerick hurler David Breen has joined Liverpool. The Napiercy clubman has been appointed as Liverpool's rehabilitation first team physio. Breen has had some notable jobs over the past couple of years, working with the Republic of Ireland and at English rugby premiership club Harlequins. The 39-year-old has also had spells at Munster, Wasps and Leinster. Breen will work under Liverpool's head of rehab, Lee Nobbs. That's it for today's Football Daily Extra. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.